There's one basic thing that we want to talk about, and then I must share with you a grah that I always find mind-boggling. I wouldn't want to go through the parsha without showing you this tremendous grah. But let's start. There are a number of very, very difficult points that need to be dealt with in this parsha. Now let's start. Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel. So this is after Yaakov has his whole thing with Lavan. And it starts, Anochi, Hakel, Beiskel, Asher Mashachta, Shomatseva, Asher Nadarti, Lishon Neder, that over there I made a promise, Ato now, Kum, Tzei, Min Ha'oretz Hazos. Get up and leave this land. Vishuv el eretz molatecha, and go back to the land of where you were born. So now, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov, as you see in Pasuk Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Vayomer lai malach elokim b'chalom Yaakov, and I said hineini, and he told me it's time for me to pick up and go. And now I've been in Lavan's house X amount of years, and it's time to move on. Pasuk Yudalit. They call Yaakov now comes to talk to Rachel and Leah. Vatan Rachel v'Leah v'tamenelo, and Rachel and Leah tell him, Ha'oid lanu chelek, do we still have a part in an v'nachlo, an inheritance, v'veis avinu, in the house of our father? Ha'oid nachu yos nechshavnelo, we're like strangers. Ki morachanu v'yochel gam ochel es kaspeinu. All the rich, and now, very strange. Number one is, Hashem came and he told Yaakov, it's time to pick up and go. He doesn't leave. He goes and he asks Rachel and Leah, should we go or not? Rach and Leah tell him that what? Love on our father has not been nice to us. He hasn't been the same the way he was. Viato, look at those words. And anyhow, Viato, and now, Kol Asher Toimel, Kol Asher Omel, Ikim Elechase. And now, the Rabbi Shom told you to go, so we'll go. What do you mean? Hashem told you to leave. So what is going on? How come they don't react right away and say, Ben Shom told us to leave, we have to leave? Number one, very difficult part. Let's go a little further. Famous, famous part, we have to deal with it. Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Tes. V'lovin holach ligzos his tzono. Lovin went to shear his sheep. V'tignov rochel es atrofim asher lavia. And she goes in and she steals the terafim that are owned by her father. Number one, we need to define what is the terafim. And number two is, what in the world gives her the right to come to her father's place and steal these terafim? Rachel Imenu stole it. And Lovin comes with a complaint. And it seems he's right because she stole it. And he sits, she sits, and she won't move. But what the main point is, what's going on here? So let's start and begin to understand. We'll have to come back and see a Ramban. Let's skip a few pages and let's get to a very basic point. We discussed a number of weeks ago that the Pasuk tells us, V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, I'll remember the bris that I made with Yaakov, V'yaf es brisi Yitzchok, V'yaf es brisi Avraham Ezkor. Now if we look in the Gra, the Aderes Eliyahu, the left side, on the Pasuk Membeis, left side Membeis, V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, Ayin Rashi. V'lamelo nema b'Yaakov af, melamed shemitoso shlema. Because Yaakov's bed was complete, he didn't have any wrongdoings coming out. Ain li, now watch please, ain li ela others. I only know that there is a covenant, a bris, with others. Imahos minayin? How do we know that there is a bris with the mothers also? Talmud lema, es. Every S comes to include. So when it says V'zacharti es bris Yaakov, it's coming to include Rachel and Leah. V'zachavi es bris Yitzchak, it's including Leah. When it's coming, I mean, it's coming to include Rivka. And when it says Avram, es Avram, it's coming to include Sarah. The ein esin el imahos, and all of the es comes to include imahos. Shinema. Good. And therefore, there's a bris. Now, the Gra does not tell us what is the bris. What is the covenant? What's the covenant of the fathers? And what's the covenant of the mothers? Let's go to the next page. Rabbutna lays down for us a very, very basic and very important concept in understanding of the Ovis and Imohos. He discusses it in relationship to Keturah, which we're not going to get into tonight. But let's go to Gimel. Os Gimel, Bereishis Divareinu. With Lahagdim, we have to start Amavur Etzleinu, what is known to us. Mikvar Binyin, Hagdoras Musag Bris Imohos. Let's define what is Bris Imohos and Bris Ovos. Right after the parentheses. Shinizboya Lonu Baod Shebris Ovos Mechuvanas. What is the Bris Ovos? Liitziras Ovos have the ability to create Kochos umidos hakedusha. They can create tremendous abilities, bring it out, and create midos of kedusha. Hare bris imos, hi ashomeres ala havdola bein zera kodesh ve'emes ubein elu she'enom ru'uyim l'ru'yirusha zu. Let's understand. This ability that the imos are given is to differentiate right and wrong, good and bad, but better good and bad. They can define good and bad, to take the good and make sure it separates itself from the bad. Once the good is there, then now's the bris of the others, and the others have the ability to take the good and make it better. And that's the difference between the bris imos and bris ovos. Let's see it from the very beginning. Avram Avinu was going to leave Yishmael in the house. Comes along Sarah. Sarah says, you have to send him out. And Avram says, leave him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and says, Shema Bekola, listen to her voice, because she's greater than you in prophecy. What does that mean, greater than you? She has the ability to identify Tov and Ra. Listen to her. Now that you separated, you sent out Yishmael, you only have Yitzchak, now it's the deal is Avram's koach to make Yitzchok Yitzchok. Yitzchok was going to give the brachas to Esav. Right? That's what we saw. The Malbim tells us that he thought that there was going to be a relationship, Yisachar Zvulin type of a relationship. Esav would support, Yaakov would learn. Rivka says it's impossible. It can't work. The two of them can't be. And Rivka is the one who makes the separation, taking these brachas, giving them to Yaakov, and identifying that Esav can't be the one. That's a bracha given to the imos. Now comes the decision. Now the Rabbeinu Shom came and told Yaakov Avinu it's time to leave. But what Yaakov wants to know is, why are we leaving? Are we leaving because Eben Shem told us to leave? Or is it a decision, Lidoros, that we need to define that Lavan is Ra, and that's why we're leaving? Why are we leaving at this moment? That's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to leave right now, or just generally, we're leaving. Therefore, Sarah Verifka, Hein Amagashos Es Yishmael Ves Esav Mi Beis HaOvis. They're the ones that chased out Yishmael and Esav. The Rachel V'Leah Omeres Halo Nochrios Nechshavnu. We were considered strangers. Umavdilos Atzmo Mi Beis Lavan. And here they are the one that separate us from the house of Lavan. V'imneem al Rachel V'Leah. Shabonu Shteim as Beis Yisrael, they're the ones who actually built Klal Yisrael. Yeshmokum Lachshav Binyan Azeh. So now when they build it, Gam Ba'amodu Shifteka, they want Shmirosan Ala Havdola Min Eilu Shebachutz Halu Nochrios Nechshavnu. They are considered Nochrios. Now let's go back to look at the psukim now, and now we can see and understand the psukim much better. The pasuk starts right in the front sheet. What happens? Vayomer pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayomer Elai Malach Elokim Bachalom Yaakov. Vayomer Ineni. Vayomer Sonei Nechorei Kol Atudim Olam Aletzon Akudim Nekudim Verudim, all the different types, spotted stripes of different sheep. Kiroises Kol Ashalov and Osaloch. Look at what he's done. Anochi Okel Beis Kel Asher Moshachtu Shom Atzeva Asher Nodarti Lishom Neder Ato. Now Kumtze, it's time to leave. Vishuv El Eretz Melaritecha. Now he goes and he asks Rachel and Leah. And what do they say? Ha'odlan u'chelek? Are we there anymore? Halo nochrios nechshavnu. We're considered nochrios. And therefore, ki kolosha, everything that's there, that's not ours. Now therefore, why are we leaving? We're leaving because we are separating good from bad. Tov from ra. Why are we leaving this minute? Why didn't we leave before? The ato, and now Kol Asher Omar Elokim Eilecha Aseh, everything that the Rabbeinu Shem told you, do it. So we're leaving now because the Rabbeinu Shem told us to leave. But you should know that L'doiris Lavan is Ra, and that's why they make the separation. What is with Ra Lavan? What is the problem? And Lavan is a very difficult thing to be defined, and we need to understand it, and it keeps coming up. His name is Lavan. It's not just like this that it happened. You see, we name, as we talked about the other week, we just think names are names. It's not so. Every name that's in Torah has very deep meaning. The name Lavan is white. And white is a color that has no color. If you put green on it, it becomes green. You put blue, it becomes blue. You put red, it's red. Lavan is the type of person that he will always appear to be with you, but he's not. And that's the trick of Lavan. Lavan never is clear. But what is the source of Lavan? What is he really? And that we have to see now. Let's go now to back to the other pasuk that we saw. And now we have to really begin to understand who Lavan is. Perek Lamed Aleph, pasuk Yud Tes. Perek Lamed Aleph, pasuk Yud Tes. Perek Lamed Aleph. Belovan Olech Ligzil Sassono Vatignov Rachel es haterufim. So we ask, what right did she have to do it? That seems that she has none. Comes Rashi, Rashi right away, bottom Rashi, Vatignov Rochelus Atarofim, Lahafrish es Ovia Meavodis Alilim Nischavna. She meant it because she wanted to keep her father away from Avodah Zarah. So she stole the Avodah Zarah. What was this Avodah Zarah? What is it? Let's see the Ramban that you find on the left-hand side of the page. Vatignov Rochel es Hatrofim. Lo nischavna el la'afrish avia me'avodah zarah. Lashon Rashi. The Efsha. Ki hoyu lelovon la'avodah zarah kashe omar lama ganafta es Elohai. He said, why did you steal my God? He didn't say, why did you steal my trophim? He said to her, what did you steal my God for? Avloi you call a trophim nevodim. Because how could it be? Vahakorov in the next paragraph, Masha Omrim Shem Kalim, Lekabel Ashos, and he had this ability to understand it with it, what each hour represents. Through Koach Atuma, he had an ability to understand what the hour is. Now, what does that mean? Let's go down just two lines. Kamo Shomru ki atfrofim dibru oven, vihine os yasu oso kitane amona. The people who had little belief said, this is their God. Lo yeshalu b'shem anichbod. They wouldn't ask in the name of Hashem. Lo yispalu elov. They wouldn't daven to him. Rakol maseim b'ksomim ashi yagidu l'matrofim. What this trofim were with the koach of kishuf, through witchcraft, they were able to understand things, and they refused to ask about God. And therefore, Lavan is the leader. Lavan is the main one. And that's what he's doing here. But we're not finished yet. Go down four lines from the bottom. Ki betrofim ayisholim. V'cheno yinyim b'Yisrael b'eifod. The Klal Yisrael would go to the Eifod, ask him should they go to war, ask him what should they do, and the Eifod would light up all kind of things, and they knew what to do. But Yisholim bo ma'aminu b'dvarav, v'toam acharav. And but these people, they went to the Trofim, and the Trofim would give it to them from the Koach Hatuma that's in this world. So Lavan is from the leaders in the Koach Hatuma that's in this world. And the goat, if you go to the next page,
there's no
Eifod
there.
No. Well, we later had the Eifod.
Yeah.
Hey, they were going to Lavan now. Go on the next page. On the left side, you see the new paragraph in the Ramban. Four lines down. Bine Lavan ha'yukoseim u'menachesh. He did all types of things. Kashoma nichashti. Nichashti is the language. Yeah? Excuse me.
No, this is a double thing.
Oh. Nichashti.
Thank you.
The Arzu Eretz Kosmi Meolam, these are all where the people come from. Kirichsiv Kimolu Mikedem Voininim Kiplishtim Ubilam Ben Baor. Please remember this is a very, very important line. Ubilam Ben Baor Hakosem Hoya Meiro. Bilam Ben Baor was from the same city as Lavan. V'zetam lama ganafta es Elohai. And that's why she stole the God. It wasn't just to keep her father away from Avodah Zarah, like Rashi said. It's even much deeper. He was the leader. And this was the main Avodah Zarah. And now she took it to break away from Avodah Zarah. This koach, to be able to stand up for the sake of Hashem, and go on out on the limb to break away from Avodah Zarah and take away the Avodah Zarah. It's a dangerous thing to take the father's Avodah Zarah when he's the leading man, but she's ready to do it. This became part of Rachel's children.
Why do we care if he has Avodah Zarah?
What do you mean? We know that Avram's Avram and
Yitzchak. Why do we care if Lovin has Avodah Zarah?
What do you mean? There's a Koach Tum in the world. It has a balance
so
of
she
the
wants
word.
To what she wants to do is by taking the Trafim away, remove the Koach Tumah?
The Koach Tumah, which therefore will now hold people off from being involved in as much Koach Tumah.
Why didn't you just do what Avram did? Break it.
Yeah, that would be good if it would be like they're over there where they were just selling them and were bowing. This is not that type of Avodah Zarah. This is a different type. This is like... Now let's watch here. What was this? So we have a Medrash Tanchuma. Okay, I'm sorry that there's doubles. I didn't realize it. Medrash Tanchuma in Pashas Vayetze Os Yud Beis. I'm sorry. Yud Beis. Go down 2, 4, 6 lines. 2, 4, 6 lines. But in the middle of it, it says, "Vayimashre Shlovin is kola ohel." He looked through. He looked through the whole ohel velo yichir. And below Matzah, he couldn't find it. Why? So that the Terafim wouldn't say it to Lavan. The Chiatrafim Medabrimein? Did they speak? Cain. The Ksiv Chiatrafim Dibru Oven. Now it's even deeper. It wasn't just that it was Koach Tumah, but with this Koach Tumah, it had an ability to speak. The Ata Omer, Einayim Lahem Velo Yiru, Koloso Inyan, Ela Terafim Lom and Nikra Terafim. Why are they called this name? Lefishe Maisa Toref. What does Toref mean? Maisa Tumah. That's what it means. Terafim is the language of Tumah. The Ketzer HaYosim, what would they do? Maybe an Adam Bechor, he would bring an animal that was a Bechor, V'shochtim also, U'molchim also, B'melach, they salted him, U'besamim, all kind of spices, V'kosvim al tzitz zav, Shem Ruach HaTumah, they would write on it, the Shem, the name of Ruach Tumah, U'menichel na tzitz, he would put it underneath his tongue, and then he would put it on the wall, in the front of Neros, they would speak to him quietly. And for that, Rachel stole it. So now it seems that it's not just an Avodah Zarah. It's not just Koach Tumah. It spoke with the Koach Tumah. And with this Koach Tumah, it was able to tell all kind of things. Now, this, let's go a little bit further. Next page, I hope. Next page. Next page is a piece of Zohar. And in the Zohar, he discusses this very clearly.
The one that they worship.
That's right. Yeah. That's it. Now, let's go and we'll learn the Sulam as we did last week. In the left hand at the bottom, this is the Sulam. And the Sulam comes and says it over in Lashon HaKodesh for us. Bottom left corner. V'lakach holach l'gzoz es tzono. Beloved Holach Ligzos and Sono. Amar Reb Yossi. Ma heim atrofim. What are these trofim? Va'omesh avodazorahoyu. Veloma nikro trofim. hu lebizayon. Kemo shelamadnu shumiloshim b'makom atoreif. Yeah, that's the language of real tumah. Toreif is a language on the body of a person that we use the places that are not clean. Shepirshu beis atreif hu me'ein lonu hoyu avodah zarah. God, we know what was gzarah. Because of lomah ganafta selahai. Because of emashetimtze selahecha. V'lovon mechashreif. The kol mechashve ha'olam hoya. Uve'elu atrofim hoyodeya kol ma shetzorich ladas. Whatever you had to know about this world, starting from the side of Tuma, not Avias Kedusha Tuma, this Trofim would tell him. Amr b'ksamim nasu Trofim, Rabbi Yossi Omri b'nachash. Lo nasu elu b'shal siyadiyas v'lom anikra Trofim, mitkoz shedofkim aleim b'sho azu, umarpim yodam ehem b'sho azu, they knew when to use it, and at times they couldn't use it, and whenever they used it, they knew everything you had to know in this world. From the Koach HaTumah. And this became a part of it. And Lavan is the leader. And she wants to break it. This Koach is given over to her children. The end of Pashas Vayeshev, Velozochor Sara Mashkim es Yosef. Vayishkochehu. Pasuk says that Yosef didn't write. Velozochor, we know the story, and the Sara Mashkim, right? The next one. You got it? Oh. Velozochor, last Pasuk. He wouldn't remember. That's Yosef Ayishkochayu. So Rashi says, why? La'acha mikan mipnei shetola bo Yosef lezichro. Yosef said to him, remember me. Huskak lios osa shtei shonim. He's sure he was there another 2 years. Shenema ashrei agever hashesom Hashem miftacho. Velopana el rahavim. He shouldn't have turned to anything else because he's from Rachel. And Rachel's koach is that she breaks away from everything to make it that there's no other koach in the world but Hashem. She wants that. So her child should have had that clear. He didn't. He stays in jail 2 more years. V'lobotach al Mitzrayim akruim rov. And of all the people, he was going to rely on a Mitzri. Mitzri is all Koach HaTumah. That's their Koach. And that's what the Pasuk tells us. Make sure you stay away from the Mitzriim, because they are Koach HaTumah. So Rachel's child should surely have had that. And for that, he had to stay. And that's part of who. Now if you go further, we find that by Binyamin, Binyamin is called Yedid Hashem. Pasuk says, Pasuk Yudbeis, Binyamin Omar, Yedid Hashem, Yishka. Hashem lives there. Why is he called? Why is he called Yedid Hashem? Because he comes from Rachel, and Rachel has the one ability to stand up for the sake of Hashem, and he never was involved in any worship. Because when they all bowed down to Esav, he didn't. Because he wasn't there yet. He wasn't born. So he never bowed. And his mother stood for that total reliance on Hashem. Nothing to do with anything else. He's called Yedid Hashem. And in fact, notice please. Watch this Medrash as we go further. And he remembered, please. Watch. Medrash Tov Reish Nun Dalet. We're talking here about Mordechai. Go down 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down. V'chol avdei ha-melech, everyone was bowing to Haman. Lama hayu mishtachavim lo? Why were they bowing to Haman? Yesh omrim nosen elohov bekelov. Right? Some say because he put an avodah zarah on him. And he would walk. If they bow down to me, nimtza oved avodah zarah. Lokach nema. Mordechai lo yichre. Who's Mordechai?
Binyamin.
And why wouldn't he? Because his great-grandmother, Rachel, wouldn't have allowed such a thing. And she put it into the genes that you can't do such things and you will break away from every avodah zarah there is and stand for Hashem at all costs. We know that because she was willing to take the teruvim no matter what's going to be. I can't bow down. Why? I'm carrying the melech, the king. Yedid Hashem. He's the yedid, the loved one of Hashem. Yishkon levet tacholov. And I am from the efshel ishtachava. Right? Shekain. Lakach nema lo yichra. They couldn't do it. So therefore, we see that it goes into the children. It's not just Yosef and Binyamin, but it's an inherent thing given over to the children of Rachel. She embedded it into them. But we have to understand it a little bit deeper. Let's continue. Look at this next medrash. It's a very, very interesting medrash. Two, four, six, about seven lines down. Eight lines from the bottom. Omer Rebbe Yitzchak, Hashvotim Koru al Binyamin. The Shvotim came against Binyamin. They had just found the cup in Binyamin's sack. And they were out, and they were all realized the trouble they're in. So they ganged up on Binyamin. Lefichach yotza mimenu Mordechai, and therefore Mordechai comes out of Binyamin, shekora al Yisrael. Shemnema uMordechai yodo vayikra vayamos ish al chamoro. So what happens? Vahayu omdim, they were standing, umechatvim leBinyamin al kseifov. And they were banging on Binyamin on his shoulders. They were hitting him. The omrim lo, iganova, you're the ganav, berad the ganvata, you're the son of that girl, that woman who's a ganav. Bishtanu ben imchat, you are the son of your mother. Kach bishta imchas avinu. Your mother embarrassed our father when she stole the teruvim, and you are the same way. And therefore, and they hit him. And because they hit him, she called Bikseifov, Zocha Shetisha Shchina Bein Kseifov. That's why. Because he took the hit. Shenema chofef cholov kol hayom ubein kseifov shochein. And therefore, vayovo yudu vechov beisa wiser beis Yosef. Good. So therefore, we find that this is something that even the Shvatim had a taina against her, that she stole the teruvim and that Lavan came against Yaakov because of it. But you see that special thing that she did put it into the children. But don't think that Lavan is just that.
She put it in the Mordechai. And Binyamin didn't know that he had it.
That's right. But he put it out into the Zera, into the children that went on. Now let's go a little further. And we are going to see who is. We have to continue to understand this fellow, Lavan. And then you'll understand, Bez Hashem, when you get to the Haggadah, when what we say about Lavan, and we speak about Lavan in a way that's worse than Mitzrayim. And we'll see about it. Well, now that we get this, you'll have a much greater understanding. Let's go. Pasik, Perek Lamed Aleph, the end of the Pasha. what happens? So what happened? Pasuk Mem Vav. Vayomer Yaakov Leechov, lik to Avonim. Let's gather stones. Vayikhu Avonim. They took stones. Vayasu Gal. They made a pile. Vayochu Shom, Lavon and Yaakov eat there. Ala Gal, next to this pile. All right, we got it? Punch, yeah? Vayetze. You got it? Right after Medrash. I'm sorry. Okay? Vayikra lo Lavon. Lavon calls it Yigar Sahadusa. If you ever, the Gemara Megillah, it says, where will you ever see Aramaic in the Torah? Here it is, Yigar Sahadusa. The Yaakov Kora lo Gal Aid. That this Gal is an aid. Vayomer Lavon, Agal is an aid, Benir Vonech Hayom, Al Kain Kora Shmo Gal Aid. So they make this deal. Gal Aid. What's the deal? I'll never bother you, and you never bother me. We've made this now, we've gone through it, we went through it, we went through the great father-in-law that said, why didn't you tell me? I would have come out and with musical instruments to accompany you on the way out. A chakrin shein kamayu. But what? That's why he's so dangerous. It's always if a person comes, he's Esav. So you know who he is. You know Yishmael, as we see now this week. Can't only Esav could believe Yishmael. That is a ceasefire. It's only Esav could believe Yishmael. Yisrael doesn't believe them. They know that it's not. That's the mitzvah that's going on in Bereishis, is exactly what you're seeing today. Is who believes them? Clinton and Egypt, Yishmael and Esav believe Yishmael. What is it? What does Yisrael say? Let's see. We'll see what's going to be. Because Yisrael knows that Yishmael you can't trust. But Lavan is very dangerous because he's not identifiable. So Yaakov makes a deal with him. You'll stay your side, I'll stay my side, we'll have nothing to do with each other. So it sounds like it's over. Let's learn. Later in Chumash. Turn to the next page. We have a story in Parshas Balak that Bilaam wants to come with Balak's promises to come and curse the Jews. He's not allowed, and he says he'll do it, and it's a whole discussion, which is not for the moment, but he comes to one place, and the Malach stands there, and he gets around it. He comes to a second place, and what? He can get to, on one side, he can get around it, but he comes to the third place, he can't move. Now, wait a second. Why three? Because you're dealing with Ovis. They were three things that represent Ovis. Please watch. Pasuk Chav Dalet. Vayamod Malach Hashem b'mishol akromim goder mizeh v'goder mizeh. There's rocks on both sides. He can't move. Look at the Targum Yonason ben Izio, please. V'kol Malach Hashem b'dechoko, he pushed him, b'mitza bein akorme, between the kerem, right on the top left side, on the Targum Yonason ben Izio. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, Benina Korma, also the Okim, the place that was established, Yaakov Velovon. Velovon, Oger, Vekoma, Mitzta, Miko, Ushavusa, Mitzta, Vekaima, the Lolomevedain. And now, what does he want to do? Bilaam! Remember the Ramban said, it wasn't just that he came from it. Bilaam is Lavan. And Lavan wants to break the deal. And now the Malach Hashem stands there and says, hold on, you made a deal with Yaakov Avinu. But he's going to try and break it anyhow. That's Lavan. He comes in all guises. And therefore, that's why Lavan is the worst in many ways. Because he was Bikesh Lakor Esakol. Esav, that's his deal. Aiden, Yishmael there. Lavan was Bikesh Lakas Hakol. That's what we say in Nagoda. And that's the worst. because you never know where he is. Lavan, white, is the most dangerous color because you don't know what it's trying to be. And that is why she wanted to make sure he doesn't have the koach hatuma, because if Lavan has the koach hatuma with him, it'd be impossible to deal with him. Because he'd know exactly what everything is, and he would come with his koach hatuma and be against us, knowing everything, how to deal with the koach hatuma. And that's why she steals the terafim. Now, I said, I can't leave Parshas Vayetze without sharing with you this gra. This gra is just, I can't even imagine that any other mind could have thought about it. I could have lived 1,000 years, I would never have dreamt this up. So I want to learn with you a gra. Now the gra says it in 3 words, and it wouldn't have been that somebody explained to me the gra, I wouldn't know the gra. But I want to learn with you this gra. Let's start. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vatomer Leah. Leah says, Bogod. And we have a Cree, Bogod. Vatikra Eshimo God. He calls him God. Rashi. Bogod. Ba mazel tov, good, let's call it luck, but that's not what it is. It's under good constellations. Kamo God Gedi, and he brings psukim. A little further, Medrash Agoda Shenolad Mohel. He's the only one of the Shvatim that are born with a bris milah done to him. You still have to make atofas dambris, take a little bit of the blood. But there's something going on with God that he's born with a mila done already. Let's continue. V'lo yodati, Rashi says, I don't know. Ama nichta taiva achas. I don't know why it's written bogod. And that we have a Cree, Ba, God. Rashi says, I don't know why. I have no idea. Let's go. Let's try and understand. Let's go to the next. The end of Parshas Matos. At the end of Parshas Matos, we find the following thing. Umikne Rav, Hoya libnei Ruvein, v'vnei God. The Bay of God and Reuven had a tremendous amount of cattle, and they had the vlad of tzon, otsu mi'od, very strong, tremendous. Vayiru es eretz Yazov es eretz Gilad. They now came to what we call today Transjordan, and they find this place was mokum amokum kol mikna. It's a place for grazing, very difficult to understand. They've traveled through the Midbar 40 years with the sole goal to get to Eretz Yisrael. They come now to here, Eivor LeYarden, and what do? Vayovu v'bnei God v'bnei Reuven, and they say to Moshe, let's stay Eivor LeYarden. So Rashi Moshe makes a whole deal with them. How could they stay? That's not for tonight. Maybe a different time we have to really understand it. But let's look at this pasuk. In the first pasuk, Reuven is listed before God. In this pasuk, God is listed before Reuven. Why is it that way? In the first pasuk, Reuven is given the honor, because Reuven is the oldest, he's the Bechor, at least in birth, he's the Bechor, and therefore he's listed first. But who's the mover to make it that they weren't going to live in Eivor LeYarden? God. God is the one who wants to get it. And that's why from now on, God is always listed before Reuven. Because God is the mover. So the Ramban says later on that Chatzi Shevet Menashe was because it wasn't Chatzi, by the way, it wasn't half. Chatzi means a part. What happened was that Moshe saw that Reuben and God were going to be there. But they didn't have the great Talmidei Chachomim and the great Botei Dinim. So what did he do? They came to Menashe and they said, "We have so much land, you could have as much as you want, and do us a favor, stay with them, because now you'll be the ones that will take care to make sure everything goes properly." So you look later on, Bnei Chatzi Shevet Menashe comes in. That's a Ramban a little later on. Let's go, let's see. Now, Pashas Lech Lecha. Let's learn the Psukim. It's right after the Bris Bein Absarim. Right after Bris Bein Absarim. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and tells him, the land will be yours. From where? From Nahar Mitzrayim, Adanor HaGodol, Nahar Pras. That whole thing is yours. Esakeni, Vesakenizi, Vesakadmoni, Vesachiti, Vesaprizi, Vesarufoyim, Vesamori, Vesaknani, Vesagirgoshi, Vesayevusi. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi Yudtes, Vesakeni. Eser Umos Yeshkan. There are 10 nations listed here. Vilonosan Lahem Elashiva Goyim. But the reality is, they only got 7 of the 10. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, everywhere that you go, wherever you walk, the land will be yours. And Avram, for different reasons, only walked through 7 of the 10. And for therefore, they only got 7 of the 10. Vashlosha, please watch carefully, Edom, Moab, and Ammon. And who are they? Kini, Kenizi, and Kadmoni, Asidin, Leos, Yerusha, Loosid. That's for Loosid Lobo in Zaman Mashiach. 1 second. Where was God and Reuven going to settle? Where did they get that land from? They took it from Pot, Ammon, and Moab. But you told me Ammon and Moab is only Loosid Lobo. That means through God, they touched into Loosid Lobo. Through God, they were able to touch into a bit of Loosid Lobo. What's going to be Loosid Lobo? We're going to be in a state of perfection. Why do we have Mila? Because we are born imperfected. God was the only one that was born perfect with Mila. Because God touches into Loosid Lobo. Now, let's continue. Let's go back 2 sheets. Rashi had a problem. Why is it called Bogod and Bogod? And he says, I don't know why it's 2 separate things. Comes along the Gra, and he says, let's add up. Bogod. Beis is 2, Aleph is 1, is 3, Gimel is 3, is 6, Dalet is 4, is 10. Bogod. 10. But if you read it without the Aleph, it becomes 9. So what did she see, Baruch HaKodesh, that through this child, we are going to be able to get 9 of the 10 lands? And that's why there's a ksiv and a kri. Because through God, you're getting 9 of the 10. What dropped out? What dropped out? The Aleph. What was the nation they couldn't get? Edom. The Aleph. Edom they couldn't get. Because Edom is Amalek, that's Mamish Loosid Lobo. And that's why if you go to the next sheet, Ulagod Omar, to God, the last sheet, Ulagod Omar, what did Moshe say to God? God, ah, you God, Baruch, Marchiv God. Marchiv God, what does Marchiv mean?
Expand.
Rochav, you expanded it. God, you should be blessed. Why? Because you expanded what we weren't entitled to have. You made it that we could have it. Baruch Marchev God. And that's why there's a ksiv and a kri by God, ba God. That's why I say we could live till who knows when. I don't know. But that's it.
Shkayach.